and Master's Call family, would you please join me as we take up our prayer to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we adore you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the great I Am. We thank you for this sunset-free Friday. We thank you for the Master's Call and for our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Lord, refresh them in all areas of their lives as they refresh others. We thank you for the Artists International family. Bless the founders, Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon, and every single leader of Artists International. Father God, let your kingdom come, let your will be done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call family and your speaker today, as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, come and speak through your anointed speaker so your words touch the listeners' hearts and minds to hear and receive and apply the word to be a Jesus light to our surroundings. We thank you, Jesus, for the authority to crush the enemy's head. We are doing that this morning as no weapon formed against this TMC call shall prosper in King Jesus' mighty and majestic name. We pray, amen and amen. Well, Master's Call family, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it has been an honor and a Jesus joy privilege to praise the Lord with you this morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, praise God, and we thank you. I tell you, Minister Rebecca, you are such a refreshing in the morning when you give us such anointed tags, I tell you. And we thank God for you just seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I love that tag. If the sun sets you free, you are free indeed Friday. Praise God. Well, good morning, TMC family. It is Friday morning. And we're so thankful for having you. I join Minister Rebecca in greeting each and every one of you and say welcome to the Master's Call on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. And again, that tag, if the sun sets you free, you are free indeed. And remember that today, throughout your day. Now, I'm Minister Brenda Terrell out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we are so thankful that you joined us this morning. And if this is your first time joining us, we give you a special warm Kingdoms greeting. And we invite you to come back and join us each and every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call, which we also call the Telecommunications Sanctuary. Okay, now if you're not familiar with our history, just to give you a briefing on it, it started back in October 2010. Yes, 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 and we are getting ready to celebrate 5 years, five beautiful years here on the Master's Call. And it was started by two anointed and appointed women of God who answered yes. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Now, we also have been blessed to base this call with a scripture. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, we encourage you to invite your family and friends, and even if you got some foes, invite them and assure them that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website that you may not know about, but, yes, we do have a website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived there. You'll be able to see some of the bios. You'll see the bios of our speakers. And then you'll notice that our 2015 theme is Through Me, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders Are Seen. So now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and maybe as a greeter, such as what Minister Rebecca did so beautifully, or you might want to host like what I'm doing right now, or you may have a word from the Lord to share with the masses. You may send those along with your prayer requests or praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you to give you more information and get you started, okay? Now, today is Friday, so stay tuned. Right at the end of this call, we're going into part two, where you may have personal prayer requests or praise reports that you want to share, and you have that opportunity to do so today. Now, we also been blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company, which is ordained by God, and I say it is the best company on this side of heaven because we got the best products on this side of heaven, and it is Artis International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years, and yes, we will be celebrating 25 years in Las Vegas, Nevada next month, and that's October 14th and 15th. So all roads are leading there, and we hope you're getting your things together, get your notes and your paper and pen, and come and receive what the company is getting ready to put out, because it's going to be phenomenal. And again, that's October 14 and 15. Now, celebrating 25 years, I believe that it's going to be a really special event, and it's going to be held in Las Vegas at the Luxor Hotel. Now, to get more information, of course, you could go back to your back office and see what all that's in store for us on regarding this 25-year conference, okay? Now, to get back with Artis International, we have products and we have an opportunity that's phenomenal. And if you're not familiar with what we do, you can get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held after this call Monday through Fridays, and you'll get all the information that's going forth with Artis International. Now, it was established by who we call Godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and now we have a host of leaders that have given her a rest, and I'm telling you, we're going forward with powerful messages and powerful information to show us what we all can do together to build our teams and get our families and friends healthy. Okay, now to get that number is 530-881-1300, and that PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. Keep that number with you because we also use it 12 o'clock every day, Monday through Saturday, Central Standard Time, as well as 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every day of the week, where you can hear about the Millionaires Call. And there we're showing people and getting testimonies of what these products are doing, as well as how we can build our business and help others get wealthy. So you don't have to just join it yourself. Get some other people on that call as well. Now, I know you are ready to hear a word from the Lord, because I know I am. This woman of God says, but if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, according to Matthew 6:33. She's a devoted servant of God. She's a daughter. She's a sister. She's a proud auntie. She's a friend. And I tell you, she's a woman who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. She was our prayer journal before I came along up here doing it, but she was doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job as prayer general, and we so miss her doing that. But we give God glory because Minister Robin goes forth in the power of God. She's a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus, no matter what has happened, will happen, or is happening in your life. Now, you can be all God said you can be, is what Minister Robin says, because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Minister Robin shares God with all she meets with, and she says nothing is too difficult for God. She is an ordained and licensed minister and elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. She is a member of Artis International, as well as a steadfast member of the Master's Call. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. A committed woman of God, winning the lost, teaching a word, and discipling believers, I introduce to you and present to others none other than Minister Robin Williams out of Robin Wilson out of New Jersey. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Thank you so much. I love you. I'm proud of you. You are doing an awesome job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Minister Rebecca, praise God for you. Our team is growing. Thank you for that awesome tag. And to my two mentors, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Victorious Woman of God, thank you for trusting me with this platform. And Dr. Vanessa, I love you as well. Thank you for being our mother eagle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to my family, I love you. I'm so glad I'm part of this family. Our steps are ordered by God, and I am glad to be here today. Well, praise God. I want to go before the King. I want to tell him how much I love him, how much I honor him, how much he means to us, and how his word is life to us, and how we're going to continue to become victorious in and through Christ Jesus. With just as Minister Brenda has said, and just as Minister Rebecca has mentioned also, they must have really been in my house with me when I was studying the word. Because Minister Rebecca said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And that's this Friday and every day of your life if you stand on his word and you believe his word. So my title today is Meditate on My Word. Let me, not me, Robin, God, feed you. Again, meditate on my word. Let me feed you. And the scripture, many scriptures, that I want you to go back and spend time on. The first one is in John 15:5, and it states, without me, you can do nothing. I am the vine, you are the branches, and if you remain in me, I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from you, you can do nothing. And Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And one of my favorites also, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So when we spend time studying the word, when we spend time living the word, knowing that without God we can't do anything, knowing that he is the one who has set us free and we can be free, we can and will be victorious. We're people that are speaking God's word. And you know what? There are so many things that are going on in the world today. If you are sensitive to the voice of God, he is speaking to us on a regular basis. He is showing us all the craziness that's going on. And there is nothing that's new under the sun. People are believing all kinds of things. People are doing whatever they want to do. People are coming out of the closet. People are reaching out. People are crying out. People are looking for answers. People are experimenting with all types of religions and meditations. They are hungry, and we are that light that dispels that darkness. So we have to make sure that we are equipped with God's word. We have to make sure that his word is in us. We have to make sure that just like God said, we are a living epistle, and we're being read by all men. Make sure they see that in you, because there should always be something different about you. So as we continue, and the next time I'm allowed to come forward, we're going to continue speaking and meditating on his word and speaking affirmations over ourselves. And I remember our godmother, she did that every single day. She would tell us different things to speak and believe over ourselves. And even Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK would do the same thing. So we're going to continue doing that because the word says that when you know the truth is going to make you free. And you can find that in John chapter 8, verse 32. And Peter, one of the disciples, he even said in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, the Lord warned us. He said, be sober. So I'm saying to each one of us, and I'm starting with me, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he's a roaring lion. He is walking about, and he's seeking who he can devour. So with all of that being said, we know that we have to stay in the Word. We have to eat the Word. We have to meditate on the Word. We have to plan our day daily, knowing that we're staying in the Word. We have to train our children up in the way that they are to go. And when they grow old, they will not depart from the Word. So don't even be moved, family, by what you see. You call those things that be not as though they were. And because you are a child of the Most High God, you can do that. You can speak His Word. His Word is not going to be canceled. It will not be void. It is going forward, and it will accomplish what He said it will. So you send the Word forward to whatever that circumstance is, to wherever that wayward child is, to whatever's going on in your job, in your business, in the company, because none of it took our God by surprise. He is the great I Am, and He has a plan and a purpose. Excuse me. So we're going to make sure that the book of the law, His love letter to each one of us, it never departs our lips. We're going to meditate on it day and night, and we're going to make sure that we're speaking what God told us to do. And you may be saying to yourself, well, if you're not a child of God, you can become a child of God, and all you have to do is ask Him to come into your heart. Do you believe that He's the Son of God and He died and rose again? And if you do, ask Him to be your Lord and Savior, and then you will be able to understand what is being said. Or go back to the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share more about how Jesus can be your Lord. So meditate. What does that mean? It means to study His Word. It means to memorize it. It means to visualize it. It means to personalize it. I love, and I always ask God, Father, make it clear to me. Put it on a movie screen. Let me see what you're saying to me. Break it down. What do you want me to teach your people? Start with me first. Let me have that revelation. And I always say to the young people, that's when that light bulb comes on and you say, oh my gosh, I got it. I understand it. It's a revealing of God's Word. So you want to walk in it. You want the Word to travel with you. You want the Word to embrace you. You want to allow the Word to accompany you. You want the Word to cause you to do God's will. You want the Word to tell you and to show you how you can be all that God said you can be. You are victorious. You are the head. You are above. You are successful in everything that you do. He said, whatever you put your hand to do will succeed in the name of Jesus. And remember, it's all based on His will, His plan, and His purpose for you. And it's a good plan. It's a plan with the future, with an expected end, as He said in Jeremiah 29. So let the Word take you where God wants you to go. Let the Word strengthen you. Let the Word heal you. Let the Word deliver you. Let the Word set you free, as our sweet Rebecca said earlier today. Freedom Friday. Every day we can be free. Every day we can be filled with the joy of the Lord. Let the Word comfort you. Let the Word protect you. Let the Word mold you. Speak the Word, eat the Word, become the Word, live the Word, dream the Word, study the Word, personalize the Word. When you read the Word, put your name in there. Robin, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, our entire prayer team, godmother. Put your name in there. Platinum President Marie Preston. I'm not forgetting anyone. Each one of you, you are special to God. Put your name in the word. Embrace it. Make it yours. Claim it. Believe it. See it. Reveal it to others. Memorize it. Get it in your heart. Psalms 119, verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart, so I will not sin against you. I say, Lord, cause your word to remain strong in me. I don't want to sin against you. I love you so much that I want to just please you. Your heart's desire is my heart's desire. Let them see Jesus in me, Lord. Remove me, less of me and more of you. So I'm going to meditate on his word, his precepts. It's healing to my bones and to my flesh. It delights me. It makes me smile when I don't want to smile. It makes me look at an individual who may be doing something wrong or who may have had an offense against me, and I can say, God is in charge because he's the judge. So it doesn't matter what they say. So we're going to decree these affirmations and many, many to come. And one of them is, my heart grows hot within me as I meditate. The fire of God burns in me. I'm going to speak your word with my tongue, Lord God, because my tongue, it is a pen of a skillful, ready writer. I'm going to write your word on the tablet of my heart. And family, take one at a time. And as you meditate on it, as you personalize it, as you visualize it, go back to God and say, Lord, what do you mean? Show me how my heart can grow hot within you. Show me, Lord God, how the fire is burning in me. If it's not burning in me the way you want it to, tell me what I need to do. Make it clear to me, Lord. Father, you said, okay, I can have a pen like a skillful writer. Tell me how to do that. Show me how to do that. I want your word to be written on my heart. Holy Spirit, he is your teacher. He's the best teacher. He's your guide. And Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. So we, TMC family, we got the best teacher. So he's revealing the word to us. Father, another affirmation, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we understand your word. We thank you that our ears are attuned to hear what you are saying to us through your word. Here's another one. I am accepted. Oh, yes, you are. You are accepted. You are not rejected. Don't listen to what the world is saying. You are victorious, and you can find that in John 1, verse 12. So don't worry about your everyday life. The birds aren't concerned, and that's in Matthew 6, 25 through 33. God knows your needs. He'll meet your needs. He is the great I am. He is the King of Kings. If the bird is not concerned about what they're going to eat, then you don't have to be concerned about your family members. You don't have to be concerned about the doctor's report. You don't have to be concerned about what's going on in Artists International. Just send the word. Speak the word. Believe the word. See the word. Visualize the word. And as you continue to seek his kingdom, his way of doing things, his righteousness, all these other things are going to be added to us. And that is victory in Artists International for the Diaz de Leon family. Victory in your life. I decree it and believe it and speak it daily over you. That's what we do on this call. Victory. You walk in divine health from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Victory. Your children shall know the name of our Lord and God. They will be sold out to him like David was. David danced unto the Lord. David wasn't moved by Saul. Saul tried on many occasions to kill him. Even David's wife told him to go ahead and curse God. But he said, no, no, no. He sought his God. He knew his God. And he stood on that, so you continue to stand on the word of God. Because in John 15:15, you are God's child. And in Romans 5, you are a friend of Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 6:17, oh, glory to God, you have been justified just as if you have never sinned. So, family, we will meditate on the word. We will personalize the word. We will visualize the word. We are going to decree these things over us. We are going to be so in tune to God's voice. We're not going to be moved by what's going on in other parts of the world because we are speaking the word. These deals will not go through in the name of Jesus. So you speak it, you believe it, you decree it, and it is so. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. We received that powerful, powerful message this morning. Decree God's word. Meditate on his word. Amen, amen. And Minister Robin, I will call you back to close this first part of our TMC with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we so honor and praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for being all that you are. Your El Shaddai, the sufficient one, the one who provides everything that we need. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts and our minds have been filled with the word this morning to meditate on your word. And you told us in your word to meditate on your word day and night, and we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in his season. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you pour back into Minister Robin, Lord God, virtues, virtues of blessings, virtues of love, virtues of peace, joy, grace. Lord, just overflow her cup, Lord, like never before, because she poured into your people the word that you have placed on our heart to share with us this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Robin's going out and blessing her coming in. Blessing everything, everywhere her feet tread and everything her hands touch. We glorify you, Father, for honoring your servant this morning, this day and the days to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, this special morning on September 11, 2015, we are remembering, oh God, we're remembering the victims and all the families, Lord, that were so in place, Lord God, during their normal day, Father God. We remember, Father God, when America was attacked viciously, oh God. But, oh God, we know, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you are mending hearts even today. We know, Lord God, that you are restoring like never before. And we thank you, Father God, that even when we remember, Father, that we are still in your hands, regardless of what the enemy tried to do, Father, you are making it to the good. And we thank you, Father God, for blessing every person on this call this morning. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Father God. We thank you for using these special women of God, Lord, to carry this call forth each and every Monday through Friday, oh, God. So we ask you to bless them and bless their household. Bless everything that connected to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask that you place a special blessing on the Diaz de Leon family this morning, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for the newly baby, Father, Alexandra, that came into being, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the anointing that you have on this family and on this child. And we glorify you, Father, that the work that you begun, you say you'll finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father, for mending this family together, not only the Diaz de Leon family, but the artist family in its entirety, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're using us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. And, Father, we be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And, Lord God, all those that are on this call, all those that may have some bereavement in their families or sickness in their families, Father, we call them restored, healed, and comforted like never before. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. So now, TMC family, in order to hear this playback again, and you got all weekend to do it, praise God, to hear this powerful message again is 712-432-1085. 1085, and the pin is 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, after this call, we are going forth into our part two of the Master's Call, where we'll take your praise reports and your prayer requests. And also remember that you can prepare to get people on the call, for even for the rest of the weekend, on the Millionaire's Call at that 530-881-1300. The pin is 539-598-POUND, as well as being the motivational call each and every morning right after this call. So I want to say thank you, Minister Rebecca, for opening us up with the joy of the Lord and giving us that wonderful tag. And I thank you, Minister Robbins, for encouraging us with a powerful message to give us that we must meditate on God's word. So would you please come back and close us this first part out with the benediction?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Father, we love you. We honor you. And Lord, as you said in your word in Romans 12:2, we, your children, we're not going to copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Lord, transform us into a new person by changing the way we think. In the mighty name of Jesus, I love you. God bless.
And we love you too. God bless you. Thank you so much again. And now, TMC family, I'm turning it over to our notorious woman of God, one of our co-founders, and that's none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa? Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I am. Good morning, TMC family. Powerful, powerful word. Thank you, Minister Robin, just reminding us the power of just saying what God says about us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Minister Brenda, I tell you, the baton's passed from old prayer warrior to new prayer warrior. Thank you so much for you hosting the call today, just doing what you do so well. We appreciate all you do. And to one of our newest members of our prayer warrior team, Ms. Rebecca, thank you for the spirit of hospitality on the call and the tag today, reminding us that it is all about God each and every day. Thank you, thank you. We're just blessed to have such an awesome team. And as Minister Brenda said, there's still room for more. We always make you understand and know that everyone is welcome to be a part of this team, to greet, to host. If you have a word in your belly, please let Minister Brenda or I know by just sending an email to info@themasterscall.net. And on Friday, every Friday, we have a mandate from God since we began this call to open it up for prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. Because as we bombard heaven, as we stand in the gap, as we intercede in your behalf, we want to hear especially the manifestation of God's promises. And as Minister Brenda just mentioned, we know 14 years ago today, our lives were changed forever in America with the attack on the Twin Towers. So we just are remembering all those over 3,000 lives that were lost. We're remembering all those families who were forever changed, our way of living, going, if any of you all fly, you know how all of that has changed since this day 14 years ago. So we want to keep America in prayer, keep those families in prayer. And we know that God is still on the throne and nothing catches him off guard. And we, since the times we lean on his grace and mercy, I was taught years ago, when you cannot trace God's hand, we must trust God's heart. What are you saying, Dr. V? Well, we can't understand what is going on. It makes no sense. It hurts so bad. This is so not right. Then we have to trust in God, that he loves us more than we could even love ourselves. That's when we quote that Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. And we don't even know how to make a message out of the mess. Trust in God. And so we're asking you to hit *6 and then 1 and come into the queue. And with such a powerful word and a time of edification and the anointing ushered in through Minister Robin's word this morning, all of us should be filled, full, and satisfied, knowing that we are more than able to go out and let the word change our life, our lifestyle, our surroundings, and our world. Well, with the queue so far, we've got one we love. We call one of our spiritual moms for this call, who's always been so faithful, been with us, and is always, every time I look up, she's right there on that call giving her shout out from the north side of town. It's storming down here. I don't know what it's doing on your side of town, but the rain of the Holy Ghost is pouring on this call. Good morning, Marie Preston from the north side of town.
Good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. It is storming here in Houston right now. And to everyone on the call, I say good morning to you guys. And to you, Minister Robin, she did such an awesome job this morning. We needed to hear that word this morning. I want y'all to pray for my family today and pray for the Guillory family. My brother lost his brother-in-law, so we going to... he's going to have his service today. So pray for me and my family as we go that way. And then Sunday evening, they're having Grandmother's Day here. A group of ladies, and they are in my mother. So we're going to have Madea. She's going to be honored. One of her grandsons going to bring her in. So we got about, I guess, a family going to be there this Sunday. So y'all keep us lifted up in prayer. For the elite ladies, pray for us as we keep moving through this city and doing what we got to do in the city and inside of the prison walls. So we love you guys. We'll see y'all. We'll be back on the call on Monday, and y'all just keep us covered in prayer. All right. Thank you. We love you, Pastor Vanessa, for all that you do with this call. You and Dr. PK, I hope she's doing good too. So just keep us covered. All right. Back to you.
All righty. It's always good to hear your voice, and we will definitely keep you covered. And many of us remember and have been celebrating Grandparents' Day. It's always that second Sunday in September. And so we want to remember that season and that joy for many grandparents and celebrate them, that they began a legacy of children's children. And we want to celebrate them. And Madeer, we truly know, for that's a testimony when many thought she wasn't going to make it last year. God has just kept her and just been a blessing in her life. So we just are excited. And thank you for allowing us and including us to know so we can pray. All right, there's no one else in the queue. Want to give it just a few more minutes, and then we'll go to prayer. Don't want to leave anybody out. Again, *6, then 1. We are, again, with, if you did not know, it's posted all over Facebook. We are so happy for Alejandre and Elvia had their little girl earlier this week, and her name is Alexandria, and she is healthy. So that's two little boys and a girl in their quiver, as I was teasing him. But we just praise God for a healthy delivery. We've been covering and praying for Elvia. Most of this pregnancy, she was off of that. The doctor took her off of her feet, but we praise God today for the celebration and the safe, healthy arrival of Alexandria. And so I'm sure pictures are being posted and will be posted soon, but our artist family is rejoicing in that. We also want to pray for this upcoming 25th anniversary celebration with all roads leading to Las Vegas, October 14th and 15th at Hotel Luxor in Las Vegas. They've got special room rates for us if you call in and let them know you're part of artists. So we're going to be praying and believing God for all those who desire to go, for the finances, for the time off, for arrangements to take care of the kids. That's the big ones with me, for Miss Josie and the little people too, that everything come together so we can all hug each other's necks and have our TMC call live from Las Vegas that October 14th and 15th. And so there's no registration charge. It really is a time of celebration. Just your plane and get your hotel. I think the rates are around $89 a night at this beautiful hotel. So we want to make sure that we're making a way down there to Las Vegas next month. 25 years, Antonio, I should say, and Armita had the vision, and we're good stewards that we are the benefactors of their faithfulness of 25 years of Artists International. And this call was birthed out of a kinship of Artists International. All right, well, nobody else has come in the queue, so move all as well. I did hear from Wendy Dossie last night. Her family members came and scooped her up and took her away for a time of refreshing and rest, and she's back and sounds good, and just continue to lift her and her family up with the homegoing of her husband, Prophet Lance Dossie. But I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord, the strength and the peace of God is truly on our beloved Wendy as we continue to keep her and her family in prayer there in Fayetteville, Georgia. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, oh, such an intelligent Holy Spirit who leads and guides and empowers us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you on this faithful Friday. We thank you on this day where we're full of faith. We thank you on this Friday that our focus is on you. God, we thank you for this TMC family that comes together each and every weekday morning to lift up the name of Jesus, to embrace the title of this call, the Master's Call. Daddy God, it is all about you. We thank you that the thread was used by Artists International to knit our hearts, our lives, our purposes together. We thank you, Father, in this season, as you have wove our lives, a mosaic of people that come on this call from north and south and east and west, that you, Father, are glorified and your people are edified. And we have the strategic word that tells us that the devil is horrified when we know who we are and whose we are. First, God, I thank you all for your beautiful handmaiden, Minister Robin, for that powerful, anointed word. Just speaking your word into our spirits today, just reminding us that the word fortifies, that the word fights for us in the spirit, that the word fills us to know that there's no space for darkness. There's no place for the enemy to come in when we're quoting and when we're decreeing and declaring your word and your will over our lives. Now pour back virtue into her. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in Minister Robin, blessing her family, her work, her ministry, her church. We love her. We thank God for that on-time word. And I thank you, Lord God, for the Diaz de Leon family. Continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for this new birth, for Miss Alexandria, that she's anointed of you, that her life will be filled with your word and your will accomplished in her life and in that entire family. Father, we thank you as we lift up Dr. Spiller and his family. Father, we thank you for the clarity of God. We thank you for the strength of God, the mind of Christ. Put the blood hedge of protection around them. Now, Father, we lift up the leadership, all of your platinums and leaders who stepped up to the plate in this season and to remind us to keep our eyes on you, that we're not moved to the right or to the left, but firmly on course until successful, focus, laser faith in you. Thank you for all on this line. We just celebrate our entire artist family, even down to the advisor who said yes. And Father, even for those who waver back and forth, give them a clear word, a precise word, that they will not be either warm or lukewarm, because you said in Revelations that you will spew out of your mouth. So even those who have seemed so indecisive that they're not double-minded anymore in you, because you said in James 1 that a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. So we speak the clarity, the integrity, the character of God for those who are a part of this artist family, will be a part of this artist family. And we thank you, Father, as the body of Christ, we embrace and love all, but that we get where you've ordained us to be. That's where your provision is. That's where your protection is. Oh, that's where your purpose is established. Order our steps in you today, Father. I thank you for our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Oh, we thank you for continuing to heal her body. We continue to send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to those knees. Oh, we thank you even in this season of transition in her life. We thank you, Father, for a safe move, for a strategic move, for all to go smoothly. And I just thank you that you're going before her, making the crooked pathway straight and all the rough places smooth. In the name of Jesus, we speak this 25th anniversary blessed. Oh, we call your people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that they come with a heart to celebrate. Oh, that they've been through some mountains and some valleys in their life with artists, with the purpose that's been on their life. But, Father, we're yet still standing. We're yet still, as old saints say, holding on and pressing on in you. Oh, we thank you for our dear Martha Marie Preston. We thank you for her faithfulness, her consistency. And God, even right now as I'm watching this moment of silence, as we pray for the 911 families and friends and loved ones in this country that was affected, that our prayers go for this country. God bless America. Have your way. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. I thank you for Medea, who has just told death, you have no jurisdiction in my life. And I thank you for her continuing to grow strong and healthy and whole in you. And as the family comes together to celebrate Grandparents Day, let her feel the love, the prayers for all grandparents on this call in this country. Oh, let them feel the love of family and grandchildren that so warms their heart. Oh, we thank you that we lift up the Guillory family with the transition of a loved one. Father, we thank you for the peace that only you can give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, let the families unite and remember the memory, the love, and the life that was lived before them. And as they point their hearts and their hope towards you, I thank you that you are the comforter. You are the one that gives us the peace in the midst of a painful storm. You are the one, Father, that gives us understanding when there seems to be no reason to understand. We thank you, Daddy God, that even as we go forth from this call today, we remember that it is all about you. Father, I speak into the spirits of every listener on this line. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of us. Remind us that there is still a great work for us to do. Father, remind us that greater is he that's in us than any fiery dart that comes from the world. Father, I thank you that we have a mind that is fortified on meditating on your word. You said in Joshua 1:8 that if we meditate on your word day and night, Father, like Minister Robin was just speaking scripture after scripture after scripture in our spirits, as we chew on that word, as we digest that word, as we make that word our going in and coming out, you promised to make our way prosperous and give us good success. So I thank you that we're not steering to the left or to the right, but we're on time, on cadence with heaven, on beat with your business, taking care of kingdom building. So as we leave this call, God, I thank you that we understand fully that we are your ministers in the marketplace. And through us opening up our mouths, sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we change lives. As we open up our mouths and share these products and how they are saving lives and healing people, snatching them out of the jaws of death and poor health. As we keep our mind focused on you and you order our steps, Father, I thank you that I speak the favor of God on everything we touch and do, that it glorifies you. Father, we decreed over our lives at the beginning of this year, even to now, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders shall be seen. So we're your vessels, God, that house the glory of God. We're your vessels today, God, that speak and decree what thus saith the word of God. We're your vessels today, God, that say we're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that you, Jesus, lives, rules, reigns on the doorpost of our lives, on our hearts, on our actions, from our head to our heart to our hands. We are your hands extended. So as we seal this time of intercession, in the name of Jesus, as we seal and anoint this time of petitioning through prayer by the blood of Jesus, as we seal this time of having the faith of God, eyes seeing the victory already won, we thank you. We spread our wings like the eagles that we are, and the rural wind of God, the breath of God, soars us through this weekend where we're looking with keen eyes for opportunities to be a blessing. We're looking with eyes of faith that we walk by faith and not by sight. As we spread our wings, soaring to higher heights in you, oh, Father, we're getting excited with expectation and anticipation of the great things that you're continuing to do in us and through us for your glory and our good. And we decree that it is done and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be blessed this weekend until we come together again. We thank you for being a part of our TMC family, being a part of Artists International, being his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.